Today's episode is sponsored by Flipboard. With so much content whizzing around out there, there's only one storytelling platform that helps you keep calm and stay informed and inspired. Flipboard. Flipboard curates the world's stories so you can be smarter in your work, life, and play. Choose from thousands of topics to personalize Flipboard and get the latest stories from the best publishers and experts delivered to you 24/7. What's going on, guys? It's Lawrence Kane Jr., your financial coach and host of the Abundance University podcast. Want to thank you for, you know, tuning in throughout 2018. I actually wasn't going to do another episode this year because I'm really engulfed in 2019 right now. Honestly, over these last few years, I'm entering my fourth year of business. And as I reflect, I understand that the faster I can get 2019 mapped out, or any, you know, next year mapped out, the fastest I can do that, you know, the more clarity I can have when I enter, you know, holiday season. And so that's what I did. You know, I haven't done a podcast episode probably since late October, November. And again, first, I just want to say thank you for supporting this idea that I had in my mind for making a podcast. So if you listen to even a minute of any podcast episode, I just thank you. If you shared it with somebody, I greatly appreciate you. What we're working on, I just want to give you an update and really hope that it can spark something into you so that you can go after your goals and your dreams. We are looking at really turning Abundance University into a six-figure company. We've been laying down some groundwork, some systems, some processes. Really, how do we monetize what we're great at, right? And that's something that you need to be looking at right now, is how can I monetize what I'm great at, right? And how do I build it? It may be you teaming up with someone, it may be you changing careers, it may be you changing jobs because you're already in your industry. So whatever that is, you have to decide that. But that's something that we're looking at doing with our, with not only the podcast, but with our seminars, with our youth program, with our apparel line, with the books. So, you know, I've sat down and wrote down pretty much what the goal is, and then the action steps that will get us to the goals, right? In business, they call it forecasting. I'm just calling it what it is. I'm writing down my goals and having a map, a massive action plan attached to it. So that's number one. Number two, for the podcast specifically, really just want to add more value, right? So I've been focused on potentially having a co-host for the podcast, so I've identified a few people, but also with that, interviewing more entrepreneurs and people who have achieved some level of financial success, whether it's being debt free, whether it's accumulating a high net worth, whether it's, you know, successfully flipping a house, so all of that, you know, that's something that will come out of me taking a step back in 2018, revving up for 2019. I'm just excited. I'm excited for you. If you're listening to this, obviously you care about your future, right? Most people don't listen to podcasts. Let's just be real. There's a small percentage that listens to podcasts in this world. And because you're one of them, you are destined to be great. So continue on what you're doing. If you need help with anything when it comes to finances or business, please reach out to me. Of course, I'm on all social media at Lawrence Kane Jr., as well as you can go to the website lawrencekanejr.com or abundanceuniversity.net. But again, I just wanted to give you an update, but then I'll leave you with this, and this is something that I actually posted on social media, and it seems like this is where most people are at, and let me know if this is you. you're at a point where you're so wrapped up in a lot of other things, and all good things, right? Responsibilities. Maybe you're a parent, maybe you're a husband or wife. You volunteer or at your church a lot. Like you do a lot of things, and you feel like you don't have time to do certain things. And I'm here to tell you to stop letting your limits limit you, right? When you look at, well, when I look at my life, right, being a husband, having two kids, one on the way, that my baby girl will be here in February, and they're actually talking about late January. So that's gonna shake my world. I coach middle school boys basketball, right? Working full time at my alma mater. Being a deacon at my church, being a youth leader at my church, being a board member on a scholarship foundation, right? And still trying to have a social life, still having to work out because my doctor told me a few years ago that I have to work out for the rest of my life if I want to maintain a healthy vitals, because high cholesterol, high, blood pressure runs in my family. So, going into year 30, right? I turned 30 January 1st. I'm like, you know what? I'm not gonna let my limits limit me. I don't care how busy I may seem or how tired I may be. I may just have to tweak some things. I may have to get up an hour earlier. I may have to go to sleep an hour late. I may have to use a lunch break to do research instead of just get on social media. I may have to, work on a Sunday when that's supposed to be family time. Like you have to really stop letting your limits limit you and work within your limits, because financial success and any success happens on purpose. And success does not visit the lazy. I'd say that after every episode because it's so true. You don't get to success by accident. You get to it by intentional effort and consistency, period. So, really be excited about 2019. I don't care how your 2018 went. Get excited because if you start working on it now, this same time next year, you will be able to say, I achieved something. I achieved paying more debt off. I achieved starting that business and starting to make money, right? Like you can achieve whatever you want if you just sit down, do the work, and get to it, man. So again, I really appreciate every one of you for listening to this. Again, if you have suggestions on what you want to learn more about financially in 2019, please send me an email. Please write a review. I would love to get your input. And remember, financial success happens on purpose, man. Success does not visit the lazy. God bless.